Now, an article on the internet studied why large, successful companies end up failing. And there were many reasons that were given for this to happen. Some get too big too fast, or some ignore the changing of the times and the needs of the people. But one important reason is that these companies lose focus. The article says that focus is the art of limiting your scope to the key areas that really matter. And it's so easy, we all know, to lose focus in many aspects of our life. You can lose focus in your job. I've been thinking about that with the politicians, and they come with such great ideals to kind of, you know, govern the people for the common good, and then lose focus when tempted by lots of other things that are possible and that are made available to them to compromise their faith and their ideals. Or in our marriage, you know, to have lose our focus when we first got married, what it was meant to be married, loving life kind of has a way of kind of getting you off focus. Friendships and even in our faith. You know, and when we lose this focus, then things start to derail. We sometimes say, you know, it started out so good, you know, and how could it have ended so badly? It's like playing ball in the house. You know, it's all fun and games until you break a lamp, for those who are very familiar with that phrase. You know, if we're not careful, things can go south very fast. Things can get off track. Sometimes even worse, they get off track slowly, so you hardly even notice how things have changed and wonder at one time, how did I get this far off track? When you look at the first reading in Deuteronomy, Moses gave the law to the people. And Moses said to the people, "Now Israel, hear the statutes and decrees which I am teaching you to observe, so that the good that God has for you will happen as you enter into the promised land and you form a nation, a people for God." And then he tells them, observe them carefully, these laws. He says, because you will give evidence of your wisdom and intelligence to all those other lawless nations around you who will hear of these laws that you have and that you live and say, Israel is a great nation, truly wise and intelligent people. God is close to them and close to people who live by these laws. And the law from God is considered like gold, the Bible says. It's a treasure and it's a great gift from God. And it keeps God close to the people and the people close to God, keeps them sinless and happy, peaceful and pure. And then we have the New Testament, where Jesus is talking about how at his time, the Pharisees kept that law, but then they used the law. They used the law not to keep God close to them, but actually to keep God far away from them and other people. So Jesus says, the people honors me with their lips, and their hearts are far from me. Following the law became only an external exercise to observe without God, to whom these laws are supposed to point and keep him close. They lost the faith behind the law when they just kept the law. And that is so easy to do, to lose the focus, to lose the reason, to lose the spirit that supports the action, the things we are about. So Jesus reminds them that it is from within people, from their hearts, comes the meaning of the law. And without this meaning within, then evil rushes in. And he begins to list them. From this evil comes unchastity and theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance. These vices are not ones I listed, they're the ones Jesus listed. And these vices and evils start from within the heart, within the soul, long before they become actions in our lives. They start in the soul where God is no longer close to them anymore, and evil starts to come in. And that's why, you know, when we ask for forgiveness, we don't always just ask for the things we've done and failed to do, sins of omission and commission, but we also ask for the sins in our thoughts as well. Because sin starts from within, Jesus says. When our inner spirit or our souls have the right focus, that is love of God, with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul and our strength, then the laws and ordinances and the statutes that God has given us make so much sense. And they keep God close to us. And there's a harmony within our very being. And the outside matches the inside. However, when we lose focus, forget the reasons and the purpose, then there's disharmony and division in our very person. Kind of that common phrase that we are really two-faced, or as Jesus says, hypocrites. So we carry out the law, but we carry it out poorly. And it's not just for the wrong reasons, but we carry them out, and when we do so with bitterness and judgmentalism and anger and cynicism about why we have to follow these stupid rules that God gave us, becomes our thoughts and in our minds. And we see God's laws as just a bunch of rules we have to follow just to be a good Catholic, to get to heaven, rather than our way to stay close and intimate, and an intimate union with God, with each other, and the harmony within ourselves. You know, as the psalmist said, God's law is perfect. It refreshes the soul. These laws are right, it says. They give joy to the heart once we know them. God's ways, it says, leads us to true happiness that the world can't give. But all too often, we take this precious gift and we see it nothing as a bunch of rules and regulations that we have to follow. And as the common thread out there in the world, that they're oppressive and they restrict my freedom to do what I want to do. And that's usually a clear sign that we have hearts that are far from God, and all wisdom is gone. I think in our movement in our own country to a lawlessness, or laws that don't show how wise and intelligent people we are, who have God close to us, we end up with bitterness and envy and anger and licentiousness and all the other evils that are seem to be so rampant right now in our country. All those things listed by Jesus, because these are the fruits of a people whose laws have God not close to them. And so all too often we teach these rules to our children, generations, and even in my own life. We told these children they need to obey these rules to be a good Catholic. But we never taught them the faith behind the rules, or introduced them to the God who gave them to us as a great gift, and helped them know what it means to be close to the lawgiver and to love the God behind the law. They met the law, not the lawgiver, and so soon lost focus and got derailed. So may we be the wise and intelligent people who have God close to us as we keep his statutes, his decrees, as a great gift that he gave his people. Because I think all we have to do is look at the world and see, for those who do not care for this great gift or for the God who gave it to them.